hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
It's Stevie's Minor Hockey Talk on River Country.
Yes, welcome to another edition of Stevie's Minor Hockey Talk, where we talk to minor hockey players up here in the Peace Region, find out what's going on, how their season was, if they're still playing, how their game is. But we're pretty close to summer right now, so most of them are finished. I'm very fortunate today to have the U9 Mustangs. I've got Kieran Cardinal and I've got Colby Cardinal. How you doing, guys?
Good.
Good stuff. All right, we're going to start with you, Kieran. So who's your favorite hockey player and your favorite team in the NHL?
The Oilers is my favorite team, but Connor McDavid is my favorite player.
Oh, that's awesome. A lot of people like Connor McDavid. He's pretty popular, huh? When did you get started in hockey? How long have you been playing?
Since I was 3 years old.
3 years old. Now, I understand you dabbled in goalie, but that's not your thing. You prefer to play on as a forward or defense? What do you play?
Forward.
And you like that position a lot?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, do you only have fun if you win, or do you have fun even if you don't win?
I'm kind of, like, mad when I lose, so yeah, I only have fun when I win.
Well, that's good, and that's very honest of you, so that's a good thing. Now, I'd like to ask you something. On the way to the game, does your dad, John, give you the hockey talk? Does he tell you what to do, maybe what not to do, maybe a little advice in the car?
All the time.
All the time. What's a couple of things that John says to you, your dad?
Like, sometimes he says, go to the net, Cole, to my cousin. I'll pass it to him, and things like that.
Okay, so he gets involved in the game. Does he ever embarrass you sometimes up in the stands?
Never.
Never. Well, that's a good thing. You're lucky, because I hear from a lot of children that their parents sometimes can do that. All right, have you ever tried to maybe imitate a pro in your game, like Connor McDavid? He's got a couple of moves. Do you ever do a couple of his moves maybe sometimes?
I only learned how to do two most of the time.
Oh, and which moves are those? Which ones are your favorite moves?
I've forgotten.
That's okay. You've forgotten. That's all right. And you're done. I guess your season is finished by now, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, what are some things that your team could work on for next season? Maybe some things that you guys could get better at. What's a couple of things?
We're pretty good, but the only thing we need is passing.
All right. We're going to move over to Colby now. Hi, Colby. How old are you?
8 years old.
You're 8. My goodness, I would have thought you were at least 9. So who's your favorite player and who's your favorite team?
Edmonton Oilers and Draisaitl.
Oh, you like him? Not Connor McDavid. And what do you like about him?
I like how he slap shots when he plays on the Edmonton.
Mm-hmm. He does slap shots and all kinds of fun stuff like that. All right. Now, your coach, that's your dad, right?
Yeah.
Does he ever give you the hockey talk in the dressing room? What's he saying to you guys before you go on the ice?
He said, skate fast, go to the net. And then he said, like, Kyona pass it to you.
So he gives you all kinds of good instructions and stuff, and that helps you out in a big way, I'm sure, right? Have you ever been in the penalty box? Do you ever spend some time in there?
No.
No, never? You're good then? You'd never go in the penalty box?
No.
Let me ask you a question between the two of you. Who gets dressed faster to play hockey? Who's the fastest one? They're both pointing to each other. So Kieran, you say that your brother is? Yeah. Yes. And you say that it's your brother. So they're both thinking it's the opposite. Well, I think Kieran knows his business, and he says you're faster. So that's a pretty good thing. How long does it take you, roughly?
No, it only takes me like 10 minutes, probably.
Oh, wow. That's not very long at all, is it? Now, do you do anything before your games? Do you have any special meals? Are you superstitious? Do you maybe put one sock on first? And, you know, some hockey players, they're very superstitious. Are you one of those hockey players?
No.
No, not at all, eh? So are you planning on playing in the NHL, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your goal. And what position do you play?
Defense.
Defense. So what do you like about defense?
When you could go forward, or you could tuck the puck.
Okay.
And then you could pass it to your forward.
Okay. You're pretty smart about that. I'm going to ask you guys a question, both of you, true or false. Now, back in the day before they had hockey pucks, do you know that they used to use a piece of cow poop, frozen cow poop, on the ice instead of a hockey puck? Do you believe that?
Yeah.
It's true. You're very smart. And you're the only two kids that have agreed with me and said, yes, it's true. Every other kid that I've interviewed said, absolutely not. But you two were right on the money, and you would be absolutely right. Well, you are my very last Stevie's Minor Hockey Talk, my very last edition. And it's very sad for Stevie that I don't get to hang out with you guys anymore. I want to thank you so much for coming on and talking to us today. And I also want to thank all the parents and the coaches that took time out of their busy schedules to bring your children all the way here to the radio station for the last 8 weeks. It has just been incredible. Actually, it's even longer than 8 weeks. I think we've been going for about 12 or 15 weeks, somewhere around there anyways. But you guys were amazing, and you made it possible for me to do this, and I so enjoyed hanging out with your kids. I really did. And I understand that, Kieran, you're going to introduce the next song for us. These kids are coming after my job.
Right now, it's Alberta's own Black Kissel on River Country.